Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney and Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. Our first guest is Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. The Humboldt Wildcats girls team is 4-1 and 2-0 in the North Central Conference after their Friday night victory over St. Edmund 55-29. I caught up with Mooney to discuss the victory, his thoughts on the team in the early portion of the season, and the road ahead.
We'll take it. You never know how it's going to transpire early on in the year, but I thought our kids did a nice job tonight taking care of the basketball and matching some intensity on the boards. That was one of our concerns going in, is that St. Ed's does a good job of crashing the offensive boards. So we really needed to focus on that as the game unfolded, and I thought our girls did a nice job of concentrating on not giving too many second shots, especially early on. Second half, they got a few more, but all things considered, I think we did a nice job on the glass. We did a good job of keeping our composure offensively, finding each other, rolling the ball around. You know, they did a pretty concerted effort to take the ball out of Morgan's hands, and that's fine. We can do other things too, and I thought our kids stepped up in the right places at the right times, you know, for open shots or just making plays.
To have a win like this and get players out there in the second half and get that bench use in a NCC-type atmosphere here like this, what does that do for your team as far as depth?
Well, we haven't been able to go too many kids deep in our prior games. You know, 7-8 kids is about as far as we've been able to get. And tonight, I thought everybody who came in did well. Everybody who came in knew what they were doing, you know, and that's the way we practice. That's what we do every night. And so to have them come out and play well, I thought was really good, you know, and those are minutes that we're going to need down the line in terms of experience, you know. So as we go through the season, you know, you never really know how things happen. You never know who rolls an ankle or whatever. And, you know, you just have to have the kids ready to play, and that's all kids, everybody on the team. And so I thought our kids really did a nice job coming in and knowing what they're doing and executing the exact same things that everybody's been doing, you know, night in and night out. So that was nice to see. And I, you know, they're getting those minutes in JV, and some of those minutes are showing up, you know, in the varsity a little bit now. They're starting to get that experience and that confidence, and that's fun to see.
4-1, 2-0 in the conference here early. What's the feeling in the locker room like with this group here in 2023-24? You have a lot of returners, and we're seeing success here on the floor early in the 2023 portion of the season.
They're a confident group, you know, and they're a together group. They hang around each other. I see them in the hallways. They're talking to each other. That goes all the way through down to the JV in the ninth grade. And so when you get kids like that, they're fun to be around. They enjoy being around each other. And, you know, those are fun teams, you know, and when we're all out there actively rooting for each other and pulling for each other, no matter who's in or no matter who's scoring, those are fun moments as a coach. That's what's happening right now with these guys, and that's what happened last year too, you know. And as you know, since these seniors were freshmen, they've been good teammates, and so they know the drill. They know how to act like good teammates, and they know how to model it for the others.
What's your final thoughts from the matchup here this evening, and then looking ahead now to next week with more NCC play coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week next week. We've got three games, you know, starting with Algona on Tuesday, then Fort Dodge on Thursday, and Hampton on Friday. So it's going to be a physical week. All three of those teams are tough. All three of those teams tend to play us pretty hard. So we're going to have to really be ready to play next week. You know, hopefully we're mostly healthy going into it, and hopefully we can be mostly healthy coming out of it. And, you know, you just got to go in and play every night, like face the challenge that each night and each game presents, and they'll be different, but they will all be tough and physical.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory, a 4-1 start, 2-0 here in the conference so far, and wish you best of luck here next week as the gauntlet gets a little tougher.
All right, well, it's going to keep going either way. Here we go.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. The boys basketball team for Humboldt defeated St. Edmund Friday night 75-55 for their first NCC win of the 2023-24 season. I caught up with Thurm after the win to discuss the victory, the status of his group early on in the season, and the road ahead next week.
We knew coming in that they were going to be tough. I've been impressed with them. looking at their tape so far this year. They had a tough one last night that they played, but they're good, and they're going to beat some teams this year with it. They're well coached and so solid and fundamental with everything, and they make you work. And I just was real happy defensively, just the way we came out and the way we responded from the other night. Kids came out, they went to work, and really forced St. Edmund to work for shots there. And a couple of their kids did a nice job creating and making some there. And we got hung up a little bit a couple times there on the backside with those screens. But the effort was outstanding, and that's where everything starts with defensively. So we're happy with that, and I'm sure there are still things that we need to work on and improve on, but that was definitely the way to answer the bell.
You talked about Elliot Carlson having the ankles. Looked like both of them were wrapped up this evening. Goes out and he leads your team in scoring with 24 points. What do you say about the resiliency of Elliot Carlson coming into tonight's game?
Yeah, he's a tough kid. He turned his ankle pretty good last night, 15 minutes into practice, and he tried and he couldn't go, and it was, you know, pretty 50-50 going into this, what he's going to do. We just wanted to see how he's going to respond. But for him, there was never a doubt. And he went out and played the way Elliot's capable of playing. And he just shot the ball with confidence. And cut game was there, too. And he was pretty tough on the boards, too. So he had a great performance.
Four of the five starters in double figures took a page out of last year's group with the high-flying offense. What does that say about your team here? First showing in North Central Conference play. I guess a very good team in St. Edmund. You get the win here, but you're able to have balanced scoring on top of it on the offensive side.
Yeah, that's important for us, and pride ourselves in sharing the ball. And I feel like we can be even better in that regard, too. I thought we held it a couple of times, especially early in the game. But we want to push the tempo. We want to get out, spread the floor, and just open things up. Big thing for us is being confident with it. And, you know, these kids are competitors. They're at it all year round with things, and they put in the time, and they're winners. And there's no reason at all for us to lack confidence. And I was really happy with the way we came out and just the way we carried ourselves tonight. We didn't have anybody turning down shots and just looking to push down on the gas pedal and go with it. And it's still coming. We can go faster, and there's it's still a matter of letting this group gel a little bit and figuring out each other's strengths, but tonight was promising.
Say about the first week, 2 weeks of the season now wrapped up so far. What are you seeing from this group? What are you liking? What are some of the things you're still looking on, improving on as you head into a gauntlet next week with the big matchup coming up on Tuesday?
Yeah, there's still a lot of unknowns with things. I just, like, as far as our rotation goes, I still feel like things are up in the air with it. Tightened it up a little bit tonight, and it's just, you know, we challenge the guys to come to practice every day and compete and be the best in the role that you're at. You don't have to necessarily be happy with it, but be the best at it and continue to work and to push yourself. And we got a lot of guys that maybe didn't even get in tonight that are going to get opportunities as we continue to advance through our season here, and just got to keep working in that regard with it. Defensively tonight was a lot better effort, and that's just, that has to be a calling card. We have to go out there and we have to defend at a high level and just do little things. And that was definitely something that we didn't do on Monday night. So I like the improvement that the boys made there. And then offensively, just continuing to hopefully develop confidence and cohesion and try to get better each time out.
Coming up, you got a big matchup. Last time you met up against with the Algona Bulldogs, we all know the two wins in the regular season and then a tough exit to the season here in this building. You're going on the road to take on Algona on Tuesday. Just your thoughts about getting another opportunity now, face off against Algona.
Yeah, we're going to have to be at our best. There's no doubt about it. It's a great rivalry. Algona is a great team. They're, I would say, one of the favorite teams for the conference title in our conference this year. They got a lot of kids returning, a lot of talent returning, and it looks like they're starting to put things together too. I think maybe they scuffled a little bit early on, but you knew it was just going to be a matter of time before they got things figured out. So take a look at the film and see what they're looking like and put something together. So try to give ourselves a chance to win on Tuesday night.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a resounding win tonight, and best of luck coming up on Tuesday when we'll be with you back up in Algona Tuesday night.
Sounds good. Thank you, Matt.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.